T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is what I think Joe Lacob is saying. So, Guru, you said you wanted, you were expecting Clint Eastwood. You were expecting sudden impact.
Yes.
I guarantee you that's right where Joe Lacob would stop you and say, why would you expect sudden impact from a 19-year-old big man who's only played 3 college games? So that doesn't happen in the league almost ever. So because you expected sudden impact, and now he hasn't delivered sudden impact, which very, 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 very few players do, now you've got a negative impression of Wiseman's rookie year because you held him to a standard that's unrealistic.
Okay, real quick. There was an option for you to draft another player that would have had sudden impact. But because you chose a big man does not negate the fact that the team needed an infusion of talent right away to get better. So because you went big man, that could have been the heir. That's what I'm pointing out. Because there was another there were 2 other rookies, and I know you only could have had one, that had sudden impact. And Wiseman wasn't one of them. And Dibs, for him not to finish all NBA rookie, no team, and I understand why, that's a miss to me. I'm not saying his career, he ain't going to be a perennial all-star, but I mean, this thing is in the slow, slow lane now, man,
yeah,
with the injury for him to help Steph.
Well, there's an old expression, so far so blank. And you can go either so far so good or so far so bad. And I would say that the Wiseman rookie year would fall under so far so bad as opposed to so far so good. And Joe Lacob told you in that cut, and we've heard it before, they're thinking in terms of the long game. And yeah, you want to maximize Steph Curry's championship window, but the thinking is, if James Wiseman can be your 7th best player, and you've got 6 guys who are better than the Rook, who can rim run, he can play the dunker spot, he can protect, shoot a little bit, and be, at times, a matchup nightmare, well, then you're in a great spot. Unfortunately, this year, Wiseman was probably your 10th best player. If you look at the whole season, Steiny, and you ranked the years by guys, you would put him behind Toscano Anderson, probably behind Bazemore, certainly behind, you know, Looney, Oubre, Wiggins,
Poole,
Steph, and Draymond, and Poole. So that's 8 right there, and that's where you run into that situation. And for Joe Lacob to be flabbergasted, quote-unquote, I don't think that he's really listening to or looking at the whole picture, because not everyone is using the B word, that he's a bust. Because he's not a bust. There's no players a bust or a boon after year one. Anthony Edwards may never have a year like that again. And then, you know, everyone who's so high on Edwards, maybe he goes the way of the dodo bird and just doesn't play well due to injury or whatever circumstance. And that's where no one's writing off Wiseman. We're just looking at it in terms of, wow, was that a pleasant surprise or a disappointment?
And the other thing, where I'll stick up for Lacob here, Warrior fans are the ones that demanded or wanted something immediately. What if Joe Lacob and Bob Myers said, you know what? Edwards and Ball are going to be better than Wiseman the first couple years, but we think when Wiseman's 24, he's going to be the best player in this draft. And you know what? Maybe he still might be. So if Wiseman's 25 and all of a sudden he's one of the best centers in the league, what are we going to say then? Well, we still wasted Steph, We still wasted Steph. I don't think that's...
What type of team do you have then, though, Steph? Or, I mean, let's say Steph is gone. Wiseman is all you have, and you're not going to the offs. That's a scenario. That's real possibility.
He won't be all you have. I mean, that's not the way Joe Lacob does things. He'll throw money at free agents. So I don't think that he'll be, quote, all you have. But, and we've said this so many times, guys, can the window of Wiseman being a top five center in the league coincide with Steph, Clay, and Dre still having some meat left on the bone? So is it a year, 2 years? If it's more than 3 years, then I think your ability to do it with this core is over. So it's really a fascinating race against time, Steiny.
I mean, honestly, I don't think they can do it. But no, I should say, let me take that back. I don't think Wiseman can do it.
Right.
I don't think he can become a championship-level center in the next 2 years. Now, that doesn't mean he couldn't have a role on a championship team. If the Warriors make a move or two this offseason, and now all of a sudden maybe Wiseman starts, but he plays 20, 22 minutes a game. He starts playing better defense. He concentrates on the right things, this and that. But, I mean, I just can't imagine bringing a 7'1", 19-year-old in here and saying – and then making – the bet with yourself that he'll be good enough, that he'll get good enough fast enough before Steph Curry gets old enough or too old. I mean, you couldn't have drafted him and expected that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And you're right. And this is where I think it becomes interesting, because let's just say he was their 10th best player this year and he was somewhere between 9 and 12, whatever. Well, next year, can he become your 5th best player? Because ultimately, if his trajectory goes the way that a number two overall should, he's going to be somebody's best player at some point. Maybe it's 4 years, maybe it's 7 years. If he can become a real difference maker at 7-1 and he's your best player, well, that would fulfill his draft spot. But can he be the 5th best player on the team next year, to where, you know, it's Wiggins, it's Clay, it's Steph, it's Draymond, and it's Wiseman. That's your 5. I mean, if that happens, you have some action next year.
And here I go, Steiny and Dibs, I hear you. And hopefully it's with Steph, Clay, and Dre. But I'm looking at Luka. I'm looking at Donovan Mitchell. I'm looking at all these – I'm looking at Durant. I know he's older. But I'm looking at all these guys that handle the ball that are not a big, Steiny. And that's not what Wiseman may ever be. So when you say, what did you expect or what do you want – you kind of want a dude that can go berserk like you currently have in number 30 with the ball in his hands and not have to depend on getting it. So they chose, in an era now to where the three ball is prevalent is more than it's ever been, they went with a big. And I'm not saying they got it wrong, because we ain't seen enough, but I'm just like, that scares me of, even if Wiseman turns out to be a stud, he still is not a guy like a Luka, like a Curry, like a Donovan Mitchell, like a Devin Booker. The league's going a different direction, and they chose to go big. And even if you judge him on big standards, I can make an argument he didn't have the greatest rookie season. That's why I'm scared. So tomorrow is very important. Oh, man, I hope they get 1-4. Of course, who doesn't? But to get that type of guy in here to go with Wiseman – for the future.
I mean, I would say, just sticking up for Wiseman, it's like, you know what? He shot 32% from three-point range his rookie year. That's not bad. Yeah. That shows me he might be able to be a stretch five, a stretch or a stretch four at times.
Oh, I so love a stretch five. Man, you get that Monday day off, you take the Thursday and the Friday. Because you don't want to wrap around with the Tuesday. It's better to take the Thursday, Friday, then the weekend, then you get that holiday, then the stretch five.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, Dibs. But five
you're right.
So nice.
And real quick, Stoddy, outside of Embiid, you told me this. I'll never forget. Goo, the big man is basically dead as you know him. It's a couple years ago, and I was like, But now I'm just ready to sign my John Hancock on that. Mm. And I'm not saying our boy Wiseman can't shoot from deep, but it's a new league, man, and you need these Mitchells and Bookers, these dudes that can just go berserk. Curries, you know? You need the new Curry, if I could say that. Not his shoe, but that's where it's at. And I don't – again, Wiseman's different than that, and I'm a little nervous.
Well, do we know in this draft who is the Donovan Mitchell and Devin Booker that's and Curry? Sometimes there's just sometimes they're not in a draft. All right, here's what we got going. We're going to update you on what's going on with the Olympics. A lot of people wondering whether Steph Curry's going to go, whether he's not going to go. We're going to update you on that situation. Some other guys have committed. Other players have said no thank you. I also see three or four people on hold. They want to talk about James Wiseman. I promise you we will get to that on the other side. And we're also going to give away money coming up on the other side on 888-957-9570. We'll be right back, Vic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get right to it and try to give away some money in the Splash for Cash contest. All right, here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word SPORT, S-P-O-R-T, to 72881. That's SPORT to 72881. This is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. And we heard earlier,
how you doing there,
Joe Lacob, talking about the feeling that a lot of fans have. And Joe Lacob said he's flabbergasted by what people are saying about James Wiseman. But we left something out. We left something out, and what it is that I think we're right in the middle of it all. Take a listen.
Where do you come down on what Wiseman's rookie season gave you?
Okay. Yeah, I listen to the radio, talk radio. I listen to all the comments. I read, you know, all the articles, and I'm, frankly, it's so typical. I'm so flabbergasted.
There it is.
Man.
There it is.
Oh, that talk
radio. He listens
radio.
And he reads.
Yeah, we know he listens. And good afternoon, Mr. Lacob. I famously tried to give Oubre Jr., I think, half a notch of credit, and he thought it was a full notch in the belt, and he contacted Steiny, his displeasure. So, Mr. Lacob, you know, 888-957-9570, we'll get you to the front of the line unless Antonio's on the line, then you can bat second.
What about Steiny trying to give me the Wiseman jacket? Steiny, that's two jackets you tried to give me.
No jacket?
What was the other one?
Draymond. that's off the court, Draymond.
Well, I mean, okay, let's all take stock. Joe Lacob is flabbergasted.
Yes.
And he listens to sports talk radio.
Us.
I mean, there's nothing I've said that should flabbergast him. I get that Wiseman's 19. I get that he came along, he was going to come along slowly. He had tough luck his rookie year. I'm not writing him off.
Right.
Nobody is, but what about the immediate grade? And I believe as a show collectively, he got a C at best. Or C minus. So that could be what Lacob, and it ain't just us, you know, the TVs are talking about him. But for Wiseman not to finish Dibs on any NBA rookie team, and I understand why, I mean, there's no way it can be a B. There's just no way to me.
Yeah, and I would love to, you know, hear from Mr. Lacob himself, Joe Lacob, and, you know, that way we can have this discussion because it's obvious he listens to us and he's not thrilled with how we are describing his rookie year. And Steiny, that's the beauty of you being such a great neutral observer is in times like this, you don't get thrown under the bus. Whereas Guru, the hot taker, and me, the resident wise apple, you know, we're more likely to catch the slings and or arrows from a Joe Lacob.
Right.
And my, oh, my.
Not bad.
Solid two. You got twos. My, oh, my.
Let's go. Let's take some calls here. Let's start out with John. John's in Death Valley. Oh. What's up, John? How you doing? What is it, 123 in Stovepipe Wells?
No, hey, guys, that's Biz Valley, a little lower on temperature. Biz Valley.
Nice.
But anyway, I just wanted to say it wasn't so long ago that people were up in arms when Curry had ankle surgery for giving him a huge contract. Klay was going to be traded. You know, this was not so long ago. And look what happened there. And also the fact that Wiseman might even be playing out of position. He might be better facing the basket. Is he going to be another Kevin Garnett who played out of position for his entire career? The guy only got 20 minutes a game. Every other player on that list was 25-plus. And there's also the aspect that we lost Kevin Durant. We lost a 7-footer. And there's a lot of guards out there. When are you going to get a chance to draft a good big man? Because, hello, we've got Jokic in the Western Conference, and we have AD, and we got to get through those guys. And no, Donovan Mitchell cannot guard those guys, and neither can Booker. And Booker hasn't guarded anybody in his life until now. So I understand drafting Wiseman, but maybe they underestimated his timeline. That's all I got to say. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And that's where I would say they should not have underestimated the timeline. What would have ever made them or led them to believe that? It's Dibs. It was just unrealistic. We've seen guys who've played 2-3 years of college and they needed adjustment. You got to let this play out with Wiseman.
Of course.
You got to give him another 2 years at least, I think.
No, you're right, but you're trying to get him to go from zero to hero. You know, from a college player who played in three games with all this upside to fulfilling your potential as a guy who can get you 24, 12, and three blocks. You know, ultimately, if he was Kevin Garnett, and that's probably the dream ceiling, the vaulted ceiling, the you can barely see the top of it ceiling. That is what you dream about. So what's the timeline on him going from zero to hero? Does he go from zero to four on a scale of 0 to 10 in that first year? Or does he go from zero to about 1.2, which is kind of what you got? Steph and Draymond and Klay, they've got three more years. Let's just call it as it is. Draymond's under contract for three. Klay, I think, is two. And Steph is going to get that monster extension. So let's just say 3 years from now, Wiseman started at zero, and he's going to get to 10. I'm going to give you that if he becomes an elite player in the league, but can he go to get to level three next year, level four, level five? How far can he get? That ultimately is maybe the most important part of his trajectory, because in 7 years, Goo's right. Steph is gone. Klay's gone. Draymond's gone. They're all gone. And thank you, John Miller. You wonder, what is the team going to be like around him? Does he become Karl Anthony Towns, in essence? Mm.
Yeah, or Chris Bosh. Remember, Chris had to relocate before he got his jewelry. And I'll say this. Somebody typed it in, and you guys tell me if I'm being, I don't want to say too short-sighted, or I got Curry underwear on. The guy writes, or the gal, Steph Curry's been to five NBA finals. That window's closed. What else do you expect from him? But when I hear the Golden State Warriors, and it means something to me, just that name, I'm thinking about Steph Curry, because essentially to me, guys, he is the Golden State Warriors. And is it wrong of me to look at the Warrior team through the prism of how soon can Curry get back? I'm not – am I dissing any other player because I'm fixated on Steph and how great he is and a pleasure to watch, that I want him to get back as soon as possible before he retires? Is that – am I wrong for that?
No. But you know what? Why don't we put the rat on the table? Warriors weren't going to win it anyway this year with Klay hurt. They weren't going to win it anyway. So – Wiseman basically has a year that, I mean, What did he average, 12 and 6 Dibs with what, 18, 20 minutes a game?
Yeah, roughly.
Something like that? Yeah. You know what you want next year? You want him to average 14 and 8 or 9 in a few more minutes of game with his defense getting a lot better. That's, I would take that.
Yeah.
Look, the Warriors have won titles. They don't need a 2010 center. They don't need that. They need, I mean, look at how effective JaVale McGee was for the Warriors when he played 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all. We just want you to play 20, 25 minutes.
If he was a mix between JaVale McGee and Mo Buckets, I think that you'd be happy with that for now. Mo Buckets, a guy who could shoot it from the perimeter. Wiseman can. JaVale McGee, dunker spot, shot blocker, rim runner. Certainly Wiseman's as good. He's as good now at running the floor and finishing at the rim than JaVale was. So if he could be that hybrid player, you'd be fine. And I think in this Western Conference, you could be competitive. And again, it's predicated on Clay and what do they do at the mid-level, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Jordan Poole's ongoing development and all that. But just from the Wiseman standpoint, Steiny, you got to see some significant incremental gains sooner rather than later. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on this window.
And I'm excited about he's not a one-trick pony. And I've said it, guys. I like he has some wiggle. He can, you know, go put it on the floor and even shoot the three, Steiny. But what if I told you how this season ended, where he's at, and what he's not able to do physically? I'm worried more about year two for Wiseman than year one because of the injury and the fact he's not in the lab. So how can we expect year two to be greater than year one when he may not even be ready for opening night? Like, where does he gain that, guys? Is it watching video? I don't know, but I highly doubt if he can't be active, go down to Vegas and Summer League, how does he grow?
Well, he's already played 39 NBA games, so that's a start. And once he gets healthy and can start practicing, he's got to get better. He's got to get better, but the thing that I really dislike is attaching Steph Curry's timetable to James Wiseman's timetable to get really good. No other rookie's got to face this. You think Anthony Edwards is like, boy, I got to become 9/10 of a complete package by the next 2 years, or people are going to say that I cost Steph Curry a shot at going deep into the flight. You know, that's, you can't put that on Wiseman. You can't put that on Wiseman. You got
to
put it on
the
Warriors.
Well, it's on both parties because ultimately, if James Wiseman, let's say his next 3 years are similar to this past year, he plays about half the games, he's among the worst in the league in plus minus, he's a defensive liability, and offensively he just doesn't fit, but you stay with him because you see the upside. Well, that's a problem because you need another rotational piece. You need a center. You saw what happened at the tail end of the year this year when they lost the play-in games because they only had 8 guys and they had no real size, and that was a big factor. So I know what you're saying, Steiny. It's kind of low-hanging fruit to tie these two together, but that's what comes when you get drafted to a team exiting a dynastic window and trying to hold on to relevancy. It may not be fair, quote-unquote, but that's the situation on both sides.
Mm.
And that's kind of where I'm coming from, Goo, too, is, like, I'm not saying it's outside of the realm of possibility the Warriors could win another title, but I don't necessarily think Wiseman holds the key to that. You just want Wiseman to get better.
Yeah.
Wiseman gets better.
Yeah.
Clay comes back. They get a draft pick or two. They get a free agent. Like, why does Wiseman have to become or fulfill his potential more quickly than other guys?
See, when you verbalize it that way, it sounds heavy and unfair, but this is how much, and I'll say it, how disappointed I was in and where Wiseman was just this last year when he played. He doesn't have to become who he's eventually going to become. He just had to participate. He had to contribute. And I don't think he was bringing what we thought to the table. And the thing that I thought was going to be the easiest, guys, at 7-1 was defensive presence. He didn't bring that. He didn't rebound. So where I'm going is we know he's a number two pick. He's going to, that's going to follow him his whole career. Then you add in, can you at least help Steph? And I could say more. I feel confident he didn't do that in year one. But tomorrow is a big day for me, for Wiseman as well, is somehow they could parlay this into two picks, Dibs, and you talk about eight deep, and when he does come back, he has a more talented team, then you can do it collectively. But I just, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than a big man who can't, on the defensive end, you know, provide that presence. That's frustrating. And that's where I think his biggest issue is getting stronger. And, you know, he ain't going to be 19 forever. He ain't 19 now. I think he's 20, right?
Yes, he is 20. Yeah, okay. Honestly, so that is the part of his game that I'm worried about the least, is his defense. Mm. Because I think, and by all accounts, he's a smart kid. And I'm sure right now he's watching a ton of film, not only of his own games, but he's watching Gobert and he's watching Brooke Lopez and other bigs. And how do they play defense? How do you cheat and kind of hang in the key? And how do you handle the high screen and roll? And what are the different foot placements in order to hedge and still recover? And all the other little things he can be learning right now while he is laid up. And I don't worry about that part of his game, Goo, at all. The only thing I worry about, in part, is him getting big and physical. Can he put on the mass necessary to hang in a grown man league like that?
I think so too. Good point. I mean, I think so too. And I really, like, I think, guys, I do think it's as simple as this, that if you think that you need a big upgrade from James Wiseman to, and you owe that to Steph Curry, because Steph Curry's only got another window for two or three years, then you have to trade him. You have to trade him, I think. If you're expecting, like, if you're expecting what Guru hopes will get out of Wiseman the next 2 years, I think you got to trade him. I think it, because that's, and I'm not saying he's a bust. I think he's going to be fine. I don't know how good he's going to be. I know that if the Warriors did not think, or if Warrior fans did not think they were in a championship window, I don't think people would be down on Wiseman.
Right.
But this peripheral issue of thinking this team still can win a title after 2 years without going to the playoffs, that's what's impacting, I think, the way we think of Wiseman. And maybe there's no way around it. But I just, you know, that's, and I know life's not fair.
Right.
But then Wiseman is not going to succeed if that's the criteria.
It just depends on what it looks like around you. And that's maybe one thing that these playoffs are showing us is, if you can get in the playoffs, you might have action. And I know this year we
especially
lost a lot of stars.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Goon, because we had so many injuries, it maybe felt more wide open than it otherwise would. But you got a four-seeded Clipper team with more than a puncher's chance of getting to the NBA Finals. And historically, if you're not a one or a two seed, you have almost no chance to win the chip. Yet this year, you look at it and not both ones are out, but you know, it's not one and two against one and two. That's for sure. Atlanta's a four, right? I know they're a five.
Five, yeah.
Atlanta's a five.
Not five, against, not six.
Yeah, so it's what, nice. 2-5 in the East? No, it's 3-5 in the East. And then it's, because Philly was one, and I think Brooklyn was two, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, either way.
It must have been, yeah.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
You have to be right.
And if you look at next year, and you're a Warrior team thinking, all right, we might be a four or a five seed next year if things go well. Well, all of a sudden now you might have action in this kind of new wide open NBA playoffs.
And I feel
I
like
agree.
I'm good stuff.
I mean, I think, and that's kind of what I mean, Dibs. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Either Wiseman's got to become something by next year or the Warriors are in trouble. He just has to contribute.
Yeah.
He just has to contribute to a winning team in some way. But that Bogut did it, and JaVale McGee did it, and Looney does it. You just got to figure out what it is.
And he has to be better than their 10th man. He's got to be, you know, like Stein is saying, the fifth or sixth best player.
I want to rip my computer out real quick here and ask Joe Lacob if he were to come on with us. Stein, I mean what I'm about to say. And I didn't believe it when I first saw it, but if I asked you to right now with a gun to your head, did the Warriors' defense get better? Did that coincide with Wiseman not being available and the growing pains? How would you answer that? Because when it was all said and done, I said it helped the team. And I don't know what and I'm not calling them a bust, but there's no way I can ignore that rat on the table that they got better defensively when he was gone. What do you say to that? And what would Wiseman say if Monty Poole asked him? And what would our guy Joey Lacob say? Because Steve Kerr not benched him, he started him, took him out for a reason, and then he got hurt as he was going back in to start. What's the truth?
I think
tell the truth.
I think Kerr and Lacob would be like, yeah, he's got a long way to go. James Wiseman has a long way to go, and you can't shortcut it. You just can't. Mike's in Marin.
Yeah,
what's
you.
Going on?
I'm reeling after getting cried on my tell the truth from a concussion. It felt better coming out, but Kyle's brilliant.
I just missed it. I didn't.
Yeah, it wasn't really for you, Stein. I'm sure you haven't seen the movie.
I just missed it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Jim's in Marin. What's going on,
boy?
Jim, we got you. No, Jim. All right.
Damn it, Jim. Star Trek.
Jim's out. Jim's absolutely out. I got some good news for Guru. Very good news for Guru.
And I need it.
Sources are saying Steph Curry will not play in the Olympics. Will not play in the Olympics. That's according to Shams Charania.
Order is restored. Yeah, it's about next year, Dibs. There we go. Now tomorrow they're going to have that Warrior luck in that draft. Who's our guy?
Rick Welts.
Rick Welts. Come on, the lucky charm. Let's go now.
Yeah, I think if you're really – honestly, if you're trying to hope for the best, quote-unquote, you're just looking for the two picks. You're almost assured to get number 14 – for yourself. I think it's 97 and change percent chance that you stay at 14, which fine, you chalk that one up. All eyes on Minnesota and the land of 10,000 lakes, because you want them out of the top three. Most likely they fall 6 or 7. It's a 50% chance that they are 6 or they are 7. So really you're trying not to be too greedy. You dream about getting 1 and 4, which would be the best case scenario, which means you get 1, Minnesota gets 4. But realistically, Steiny, if you were offered 14 and 7 right now, no draft lottery, you probably would take that.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think you would. I think you absolutely would. I think they want, if they get 7 and 14, they would take that right away. And I think rightfully so. The one thing
real quick, Stoney, what do they need? Yeah. What does this team need? Let's just say they get the what do they need right now if they got 4? What do they need?
Backup point guard, Jalen Suggs. So if you get one and four, you know, you're probably hoping Suggs is there at 4. And, you know, at 1, you probably take Cunningham out of Oklahoma State, who could be, you know, he could be the next Donovan Mitchell type of guy. He could be a future star in our league. Didn't have a great tournament, but if you could come away with those two pieces, then I think you would have some real action in the second unit. Your second unit would no longer be a hold your nose vibe.
When Steph coming back, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. By the way, tomorrow on the morning roast, Rick Welts will join the morning show tomorrow at I don't know the time, but he'll be in the morning, and we will have
45 is what I think.
8 o'clock tomorrow for Rick Welts, and then we will have Mike Dunleavy Jr. on our show. Of course, he's the assistant general manager, so he's involved in the pick, and we'll talk to Mike Dunleavy about what he thinks the Golden State Warriors will be doing. Not that he'll tell us, but He'll give us some philosophical thoughts. All right, 888-957-9570. Joe Lacob was not done talking on the Tim Kawakami podcast, and he had some very, very interesting things to say, not only about Steph Curry, but where he sees this team and how fast he thinks this team can once again become a title team. That's what's coming up on the other side if you want to talk about it. 888-957-9570. And it's all sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware. Father's Day is coming, and it has come, but the deals continue at Outdoor Supply Hardware. They're celebrating deals for daddy-os and patios. Visit Osh for Primo Grills, swinging patio sets, tip-top tools, and Papa Perfect gifts. Outdoor Supply Hardware, 12 neighborhood locations, and at an Osh.org, check them out at Osh.com. That's Osh.com.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Boy, do I have a stat for you guys. Boy. Well, it's not really a stat. It's just kind of a fact. But first, this segment is sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware. Star Spangled Savings are yours at Outdoor Supply Hardware. Save some George Washingtons on Uncle Sam Essentials with half-off patriotic decor at Osh. Then deck out the canopies, dining sets, and grills on sale at your neighborhood Osh through July 4th. Outdoor Supply Hardware, 12 locations, and at Osh.com. We're going to get back to calls in a sec. Goo and Dibs, we're absolutely hammering Ben Simmons. And one of the big things you hear about Ben Simmons is, well, he's making $30 million. So, you know, $30 million. Tobias Harris is making more money than Ben Simmons. Tobias Harris is making $33 million. Again, why would Harris not be catching any grief? He makes more than Simmons.
Because Harris wasn't a lie. Harris wasn't presented to us like he was the next LeBron James. And it's not Ben Simmons' fault, but that's what the media did. And you look at that body and what he can do in the open court, Dibs, he was the next. And he was the Kobe DMB Shaq. So that's why it's just unbelievable almost what we're watching. And, you know, him with the confidence as opposed to a guy like Harris, who, again, just used the ski mask. He got his check, but he was never the next. Nobody thought Tobias Harris. I didn't, Steiny. Even when he was getting his money, I never thought he was going to be the next like Ben Simmons. When you say Ben Simmons, you're almost like LeBron James. I don't know about you, Dibs. That's what that name was. That's what he was supposed to be almost.
It's different expectations. And I think part of it, too, is what Guru's talking about, is the perception, the narrative, and the expectations therein. You know, the Philadelphia 76ers, it's Simmons and Embiid. It's Embiid and Simmons. And then you get to the ancillary pieces, and Tobias Harris would be chief among them, of the next guys, the next level guys. And, you know, until you said it, Steiny, I didn't realize that he made that much money. I know he's gotten big contracts in our league before, but I wouldn't have fancied him as a 30-plus million-a-year guy.
Me neither. I would have thought maybe he's in the 20s, but, I mean, 33 is... I'm just saying. It's funny who we pick on to pick on, if you know what I mean. Hey, Joe Lacob. Real quick, I'm going to play this, and then we'll take a call or two. Joe Lacob was talking about off-season with Tim Kawakami on the TK podcast, and Kawakami asked him about, is it possible that they could bring in a veteran with a big contract, a guy actually like Ben Simmons, but I don't think Simmons was mentioned. Take a listen to what Joe Lacob said.
Would you want two rookies to throw in this mix, or would you strongly look at, hey, if you get two picks, you might want to trade at least one of them to get a veteran? That's your way to get a pretty good veteran to add, and Bob has been pretty clear that you want to add veterans.
I know that's what the media is saying. I don't think that happens. And I'm sorry, it's just not possible to do. You can't acquire a veteran with a big contract. The numbers are impossible. No team, no matter how we're good at, you know, a good economic situation, if we get out of COVID, which looks like we are, But it's just not possible to do. We already have the, by far and away, the largest payroll in the history of the league. It's not a question of not wanting to do it. It's just busy. It's just not possible. So getting a veteran with a big contract, that's not happening. You know, stop thinking that. Stop analyzing it. Stop saying it, because it's just not happening.
Wow. I mean, what? Obviously, they can't just go out and sign a guy for $25, $30 million, but it's almost like Joe Lacob's ruling out a trade for anybody making $30
million. Right. Even if it, that would involve him trading one of his guys who's making $30 million, which doesn't feel like Draymond would be a guy traded. And Andrew Wiggins, after the impressive end to his year, he probably won't be that guy. You know, Steph's untouchable and Klay's coming off injury, so that tells you all you need to know right then and there. You can't add a big contract, and you don't want to trade one of your big contracts. So, man, all eyes on the draft tomorrow night, getting more and more important, Goo, the more we think about it.
Yeah, forget Nas and AZ, the old rap group. They were called The Firm. Joe was firm. There ain't no trade coming. Stoney, that hit me in the face like a frying pan. And we knew why, but I get it, man. That ain't – wow. This is the route right here tomorrow. Well, we need – what are we going to do? Morning Roast got to bring him some luck.
Well, here's even more of a frying pan. It's a bigger frying pan, or it's the same frying pan that's going to hit you again. Listen to Joe Lacob talking about this current core and what he thinks is in store for them.
We are planning to look at everything, but the truth is I think you're looking to roll with our current core and with some of the young guys that we have and add a few more. Add some veterans at reasonable prices. And I think that's a good mix for us to go forward. I mean, adding Klay Thompson alone back to this is kind of more important than everything else we're talking about. If Klay Thompson comes back healthy, I mean, that's immense increase in value to our team in terms of how we'll perform.
You know what? Joe Lacob basically just spelled it out. They are not going to make a big move this offseason, and I completely believe him. They're going to draft where they draft. They're going to try to get a veteran in here at the mid-level. They're going to roll with Klay. That's it. That's what they're doing. How good is that team? Maybe he thinks it's good enough now with a wide-open NBA Dibs.
Yes, especially what he said at the very end of that last cut. If Klay Thompson comes back healthy and is able to return to form, and I'm paraphrasing, but not necessarily that he comes back and he's at all-star level again, but if Klay Thompson is back and he's a guy who can get you 18 to 25 a night, you know, at the end of the year this year, not early on, but starts to get into that form, and especially with the West being as open as it is. So this might be the biggest offseason for Bob Myers since Jerry West left the organization, because you didn't get the draft wrong last year. The jury is still out, but you need to get this one right. You can't afford, in my opinion, Goo, to draft two guys who are projects. You need to have at least one of them be, if you get two picks, at least one of them has to be turnkey rotation piece.
No doubt. And I'm going Tom Cruise, fellas. It's risky business. You can hope that it turns out, but at the end of the day, you know, it's up to the players. And I'll say this, with this new news and reality, why am I looking at Klay Thompson come playoff time, fellas, as the real draft pick? Like, the key to the Warriors season next season is Klay Thompson by April or March. Can he be 65-70%? Because that would be the guy that Steph needs and the guy that he's familiar with. And I know Klay said he wasn't going to be ready, but Stoney, I'm looking behind what's behind door number 11, and that's Klay Thompson. Because if there's not going to be any moving, it just it's apparent that he has to be back and at least functional.
I don't think 65% gets it done if it's Klay. Like, I'm talking about title. I'm talking about winning a championship. I don't know how far they could go. I think they'd make the playoffs, but I think they got to be hoping for a little more than 65 by the end of the year in terms of percent. JR's in Oakland. What's going on, JR? How you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny, Guru, and Dave?
Hey.
This is my first time calling. Appreciate the call.
Welcome.
I mean, appreciate accepting me.
Welcome.
I wanted to get all, not get on, but talk about the Wiseman and Guru. I feel like he really bashed me. We keep trying to say he's not a bust, but he's saying he a bust. And like everybody keeps saying, he's 19, 20 years old. And I feel like even with the team we had this year, it was a competitive team, even if Kelly Oubre was still healthy. James Wiseman was healthy because we would have more bodies. And then he keep blaming Wiseman for the defense. Kelly Oubre was hurt too. So can he get some blame as well as the defense being bad? Because he wasn't that good of a defensive player either. So I just basically just call in to say, stop bashing Wiseman like that, goo. Let the boy grow up and be cool. Because with the team we got, just add a couple of extra pieces, and I think we'll be straight.
Thanks, JR. Appreciate it. Goo?
Yeah, and I just hate that JR thinks that I'm bashing Wiseman. The most important and scary aspect to Wiseman, and I said this from the gate, is what Dibs talked about. He has to go bulk up and get his man body. And I don't know how soon that can happen. And then for JR, I didn't definitely call him a bust. I can't. It's too early. But I just tried to make a parallel between the Warriors hitting that stride when he got hurt along with Oubre. Was that a coincidence or was it the fact that they didn't have to, you know, wait for him to, you know, if he missed assignments or understand the defensive concepts? I don't know, but I saw a better Warrior defense when he got hurt.
I think the problem is the man body, Dibs. Like, that doesn't happen at 20, unfortunately.
Right.
Like, remember Steph Curry when he came into the league? He was borderline scrawny. And, you know, over 6-8 years, he develops a body that is strong, solid. You can't shortcut that.
No, but you can take steps. And that's where, and Guru's right about, you know, the frustration of him not being able to go to camp and play summer league and all that. But you can still get better watching film and working on your body and putting on body mass and, you know, upping the nutrition, 5 meals a day and getting a little bit more heft to his frame. And you're right, it doesn't happen overnight, but you got to get some progress in all areas. And to Goo's point about Clay, I think you're right, Steiny. He's got to be 80% Clay by March or April if you're going to make significant noise. And, you know, the expectation is that Draymond plays next year like he did this year, which, you know, he's the point guard of this team. He's a tour de force with a basketball in his hands. And you expect Steph to have a year similar to this one. Maybe he comes back a little bit to earth, but maybe not. If Wiggins can play like he did last year and the rest of the team, JTA, Poole, et al., if they continue to play like that, you're probably a 45, 47 win team, which gets you a 5-6 seed. And then if Clay's back at 80% in April, you may have a shot at something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.